Christmas is just 2 days away, and Santa will be leaving the Kentucky Horse Park soon to deliver presents. But the lights will shine on until the new year. WUKY's Karen Zara went on another Kentucky adventure, this time through the Southern Lights at the Kentucky Horse Park.
About 30,000 vehicles carrying more than 100,000 people have rolled through the Kentucky Horse Park since November. And while horses are what the park is all about, it's not the main attraction between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve.
Wintertime in Kentucky make you feel at home. The Southern Lights are on.
Happy holidays, everybody.
The Southern Lights have been illuminating the Kentucky Horse Park for more than two decades, bringing new fans every year.
I loved it. It was lots of fun driving around, seeing all the lights, and then the petting zoo, and we just got done riding the camel, and we got to ride George, so it was lots of fun.
They got to ride Nacho.
And thousands who've made the lights an annual tradition.
How many times have you been?
Like at least five.
Why do you keep coming back?
I guess like the family atmosphere and all the lights and everything.
Southern Lights is sponsored by the Kentucky Horse Park Foundation. Laura Klum is the executive director.
Well, this is our 22nd year of Southern Lights. It's every single year that we host it. We build on it and make it grow every year. It's a driving route through lights. We have about 3 miles of all kinds of lights, both Christmas iconic displays like the 12 Days of Christmas, but then a lot of horse-themed lights, things like Star Wars and Beauty and the Beast and Disney characters. At the end of the light route, you can park in our visitor center, and through December 23rd, you can come inside where we have an exotic petting zoo, train rides, Santa Claus, all kinds of craft vendors and food vendors, miniature trains, miniature dollhouses. So lots of things to see and do inside after the driving route.
And of course, on Thursday, Santa has to cut out because he's a little busy.
He does. Wednesday night's his last night. He has to go back up to the North Pole on Thursday, but our driving route will still be open every night through December 31st.
But for tonight, one last night, the big guy is at the Kentucky Horse Park.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
While no one got quite that excited to see Santa, there were a lot of beaming little faces. If you want to see Kris Kringle, the lights, the petting zoo, and all the great Christmas displays and gifts, it's a trip that's worth taking, and one price will get you in the gates.
Every night it's $15 per carload. It doesn't matter which night of the week it is, so it's still a great bargain. You can get as many people as you can in your personal vehicle and come on through and see the lights.
Do you have a favorite display?
I personally like the Kentucky Horse Park logo display, which is the mare in foal. But there's Churchill Downs, we have Keeneland, lots of Christmas ones. The 12 Days of Christmas are a lot of people's favorites. And this year we have a brand new animated carousel in our courtyard that is just gorgeous.
And I love that you said that you build on it every year, because people who have seen it several times, there's still something new.
We try and add new lights every year. The last few years we've tried to convert as many as possible over to LED so they're brighter and look new. But then we also add some new displays like the carousel this year.
What are some fun things for the entire family to do once they get to the main building here at the horse park?
You can go to the petting zoo, which has kangaroos and zebra and camels and all kinds of exotic animals you might not be able to see in a petting zoo other places. Our train ride is fantastic. It goes through its own little set of lights that you can only see on foot or on the train around the Man of War statue. And then we have all kinds of craft vendors and food vendors. And, of course, Santa Claus is here every night in Santa Land.
You can see the Southern Lights at the Kentucky Horse Park from 5:30 until 10 o'clock each night through New Year's Eve. I'm Karen Zarr, taking you on another Kentucky adventure for 91.3 WUKY.